The iconic scores by Bernard Herrmann for Psycho and Vertigo will be played live in Davies, conducted by Joshua Gerson, as the film is shown above them. He says that the string orchestra score to Psycho is so entwined with the visuals, it's hard to know where one ends and the other begins.
If you hear that shower scene music and you're not seeing the shower scene, it just doesn't seem right, and vice versa. It's interesting that that scene was supposed to be, Hitchcock wanted it without music initially. Hitchcock went on vacation. Herrmann knew that if he wouldn't be able to convince him to let him write it. So when Hitchcock went on vacation, he just wrote it, recorded it, and showed it to him when he got back. And of course, Hitchcock agreed that it was definitely appropriate for the scene. But you can imagine that initially that was supposed to be a silent scene, and now it's the most iconic film music probably we know.
On Halloween, there will be an organ-accompanied Hitchcock silent, The Lodger, and then on Friday, a world premiere as the San Francisco Symphony plays Vertigo.
This is the first time that it's been done in its entirety, with an orchestra playing the whole score and the film being played throughout from beginning to end. So I think it was fitting we wanted to do it here in San Francisco, so everybody in the audience could see the panoramic view of what their city looked like 50 years ago.
Saturday's concert will include excerpts by other composers for To Catch a Thief, Strangers on a Train, Dial M for Murder, and the lone score by Bernard Herrmann that night, North by Northwest, conductor Joshua Gerson.
The music is always so great in the opening credits. Every film we do in that night, we do the opening credit sequence. They're all very succinct versions of the movies, but they really work very well, and you get kind of all the really important musical bits of each film as well.
But the famous crop duster chasing Cary Grant through a cornfield won't be on the program. That was a scene both Bernard Herrmann and Hitchcock agreed shouldn't have musical accompaniment. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.